Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers who work in many fields and teach us the art of living, how to work in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace, and use the technological advances available to us. The information we present is taken from the writings of Benjamin Krem, a disciple of a Master of Wisdom, and also from teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. We include teachings from many schools of thought to demonstrate how they are working out in the world. Our articles are often inspiring. We hope to inform the public of actions taken around the globe to improve conditions for us all and to find means of addressing some of our most pressing problems.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our amazingly interesting program. And we'd like to start the day with an article by the Master titled Let There Be Light. Each century brings man closer to his goal, the demonstration in all its perfection of the light of God. In this way, man becomes what he potentially is, a living God. Each incarnation marks a step cut in the mountain of ascent.
With each such experience, man adds to his vehicles a modicum of light, subtly changing thereby the vibration of his bodies. When all his bodies are thus vibrating to the frequency of light, the task is completed, the journey ended. From the point of view of man, the journey is over. From the point of view of those who have achieved, the journey has but begun.
Thus, each man and woman makes the metamorphosis from man to God. Out of the chrysalis of matter, with all its limitations, emerges the liberated master, radiating the light of God. Across the vastness of the universe, this light persists. Through all dimensions and planes, it expresses its nature, conditioned only by the forms in which it shows itself.
These forms give access to the light to those whose consciousness rests in the world of matter. But essentially, light is formless, needing no structure to sustain its being.
Deep within each one of us dwells such a light, awaiting the opportunity to shine forth. Within each glows the potential of all cosmos. Within each, too, is the will to bring forth that light and thus make manifest the nature of God. That light and that will pertain to the soul and come into activity as a result of soul alignment. Seek, therefore, alignment with the soul and bring into manifestation the purpose of God. Search within and find the source of all knowledge and love. Reveal to the world the light of the soul and join the ranks of those who serve.
The world stands ready for more light. The peoples everywhere are thirsty for new knowledge of themselves and of God. Because of this readiness, the masters have prepared themselves to inaugurate a new era of light. Limitless opportunities for progress will be offered to mankind. Man will marvel at the discoveries which will open the door to mastery of natural forces. He will stand amazed by the wonder and beauty thus revealed. He will know for certain the fact of God and his relation to that divinity, and will enter willingly into cooperation with the divine plan.
All of this awaits humanity as it stands at the threshold of the Aquarian Age. This will be an age in which the divine plan will flourish once again, bringing man at last into conscious acceptance of his destiny.
Many today would doubt this as they survey a world of cleavage and tension. The problems seem too complex, the divisions too extreme. But precisely then, at the moment of greatest need, comes the teacher, ready to bring new light. Such a one is now among you, waiting in the wings, patiently, for the invitation to serve. Release the light that he brings and enfold all things in holiness. Embrace his teachings and bring succor to all in need. Manifest his light and create anew this world.
And that was first published in Share International magazine in 1983. And now we continue with a piece titled Rehabilitation, Not Retribution. And this was written by Anna Swestra B. Norway has one of the lowest incarceration and recidivism rates, as well as one of the lowest crime rates in the world. And not because the country is tough on crime. Outsiders often see the Norwegian prison system as almost unbelievably soft and easy. But far from being the result of naivety, one could rather argue it is rooted in pragmatism, simply because it works.
The country with the highest prison population rate in the world is the USA, with 655 prisoners per 100,000 citizens. In Europe, the UK has one of the highest rates, with 140 in 100,000, while Norway has only 63 per 100,000 inhabitants. In the USA, more than 76% of former prisoners are re-arrested within 5 years of their release. And in the UK, around 45% end up back in jail. While the recidivism rate in Norway is one of the lowest in the world, only 20% after 2 years and 25% within five.
Not only is having a large prison population very costly, but released offenders who quickly relapse into criminal behaviour also pose a threat to the safety of society. In the early 1980s, the recidivism rate in Norway was much higher, around 60 to 70%, and the criminal justice policy was based on a traditional punitive approach.
The changes, driven by a focus on human rights and a values-based approach to politics, brought major criminal justice reforms, pioneering a new way of treating offenders. Today, Norway's prisons are renowned for being some of the best and most humane in the world.
Seeing that the traditional repressive approaches did not bring down the recidivism rate or tackle the root causes of offending, the main shift was a turning away from the old emphasis on punishment towards the refocusing efforts and resources on rehabilitation. Now, the priority of the correctional service is to help prisoners break a negative cycle of crime and prepare them to become functioning members of society again, leaving prison as better people than when they entered. The deprivation of freedom is seen as the punishment, and the time spent in prison is meant to be a meaningful time for the inmates.
The idea behind this sense of justice is that the safety and interests of society are best served by releasing prisoners who are able to reintegrate into the community and who are less likely to reoffend or cause further harm to others. In Norway, there is no death penalty and no life sentence. The maximum custodial sentence is 21 years, but the law does allow for preventative detention, which is the extension of a sentence by adding a succession of five-year increments indefinitely, if the court considers the convicted person to be a continuing risk to society. Nearly 90% of all jail sentences in Norway are for less than a year.
Convicts may go on parole on weekends after having served one-third of their sentence, except in the case of more serious offences, where there is no parole for a time period of 10 years. After two-thirds of the sentence is served, many are eligible for early release. The aim is to keep as few people in prison as possible. As sentences are kept short, nearly all inmates in Norway will return to society. The goal for the prisons is therefore to make better neighbours.
The correctional system is based on two principles. The first is called the normality principle, which means that daily life in prison should mimic ordinary life in the outside world as far as possible. If life in prison is very institutionalised and drastically different from ordinary life, prisoners will usually find it very hard to adapt when they are released and often return to previous criminal behaviour very quickly. The second principle is to treat inmates humanely and with respect. Norway's laws forbid the use of torture and other cruel, inhuman or degrading treatment as punishment, and no one should serve their sentence under stricter circumstances than necessary for the security of the community.
Prisoners lose their freedom, but no other rights are removed, and the offender retains all the same rights as an ordinary citizen. That is, the right to health care, education, to vote, etc. One would need a reason to deny a sentenced offender his or her rights. Treating prisoners humanely and with respect is seen as increasing their chances of a successful re-entry into society. The aim is to heal rather than harm, and human dignity is safeguarded. No inmate is deprived of hope, and from the very first day in prison, planning for their release begins.
Based on a conviction that given the right circumstances and support, everyone has the potential to change, prisoners are being helped to develop a sense of purpose and self-worth by availing themselves of the therapeutic interventions, education, vocational training and skill-building programs offered to them to make them equipped to live lives as productive and law-abiding members of society.
Throughout the sentence, progression is aimed towards re-entering the community from high-security prisons to lower-security prisons, and later the possibility of being transferred to a halfway house, which in many ways resembles ordinary life. Prisoners also get help from other agencies to find housing and work, and are set up with a network to use once they are released. Successful rehabilitation and reintegration is considered a major win for all, increasing public safety, reducing crime, and cutting costs.
Such aims do, of course, put high demands on the qualifications and skills of the prison officers. They are not called guards in Norway. Candidates are chosen by a rigorous selection process, and the education takes 3 years, as opposed to 3 months in the UK, to ensure that they meet the requirements and have the right understanding of the work to be done. The possibility of corruption inside the prison system is thereby also minimised. Their work as prison officers is based on equality, dialogue and respect. Inmates are treated like adults and given trust and responsibility. And in this way, they also learn to respect others.
The quality of the interaction between staff and prisoners is seen as vital. Officers are trained to communicate well with the inmates and to establish good interpersonal relationships. They learn how to de-escalate tense situations without the use of force and to defuse them before they turn violent. In this way, security is maintained and inmates are shown that non-violent ways of communicating are possible. The atmosphere in Norwegian prisons is generally relaxed and calm, and assaults on staff are very rare. About 40% of the prison officers are female, and the staff are unarmed. There are almost no escapes from prison in Norway, and over 99% of all prisoners on temporary leave return on time.
Two Norwegian prisons in particular, Halden and Bastøy, have attracted much international media attention. Halden Prison is a high-security prison built in 2010, situated in the middle of woods which have been incorporated into the prison yard. Inmates have their own rooms with private showers and toilets, televisions and computers. There are no bars on the windows, and there is access to nature and natural light. Convicts wear their own clothes and live in small communities within the prison where they cook and eat their meals together. Kitchens are fully equipped with regular kitchen utensils and cutlery, including sharp knives. By treating prisoners as accountable, civilized and normal people, one also elicits such behavior. Prison officers eat meals together with the inmates and play games and sports with them. Yoga and silent retreats are available, and there is a well-equipped music studio which inmates can use for practicing and recording.
In a Time interview, Ari Hoidal, the prison's governor, said, "In the Norwegian prison system, there's a focus on human rights and respect. We don't see any of this as unusual." Ari Hoidal is also quoted as saying in a Business Insider article, "Every inmate in Norwegian prisons is going back to society. Do you want people who are angry or people who are rehabilitated?"
Bastøy is a small island situated south of Oslo, which is being used as a minimum security prison. Here, there are farmlands, beaches and forest and no fenced-in areas. The clusters of buildings look like a small village with a library, church, school and a football pitch. Prisoners live together in wooden bungalows in small groups. They spend their days working on the prison farm where there are sheep, cows, chickens and horses, and they grow fruit and vegetables. Others work with carpentry or maintenance in the kitchen or in the library. They are encouraged to spend their free time outdoors and may enjoy sports, fishing or swimming. On Wednesday, Saturday and Sunday, visitors are permitted. Prisoners even operate the ferry that connects the island to the mainland, and out of a staff of about 70, only 5 remain on the island overnight.
Among the prisoners are men convicted of murder, rape and drug-related crimes. Prisoners can apply for a transfer to Bastoy Prison towards the end of their sentence, and the main criteria for being accepted is a determination to live a crime-free life on release. Bastoy is called a human ecological prison, relying on the interrelationship between people and their environment and how we are all influenced by each other and nature, in the belief that we can take responsibility for ourselves by taking care of nature. Much of the prison's food is grown on the island, and working with animals is seen as a way to teach inmates empathy.
There has been no violent episode on Bastoy for the past 30 years, and with a record low recidivism rate of only 16%, the prison's governor, Arne Nielsen, gave the following answer to a CNN reporter who found the facilities rather luxurious. "If we have created a holiday camp for criminals here, so what? We should reduce the risk of reoffending, because if we don't, what's the point of punishment apart from reverting towards the primitive side of humanity?"
And in closing today, I'd like to read to you part of the message number 66 from the book Messages from Maitreya the Christ. "My dear friends, I am happy indeed to be with you once more in this way. My mission proceeds. All that I hope for is being achieved and augurs well for the future. My plan is to present myself to the people of the world within so short a time that few indeed will doubt my presence. My words will teach you the ways of God, the way forward into the blessed future which I see before you. Into the light of the highest dreams of man shall I take you. The path of brotherhood will vouchsafe this for you. My plan is to realize within you that which you truly are, to show you that you stem from the Godhead itself and to the divine source must return. My mission will ease for you that passage, that long journey back to your rightful heritage. When we meet as brothers, my friends, you will find in me a teacher and guide who knows well the way, for long since have I made that self-same journey and know my heart, the signposts on the way. Make sure that you miss me not. Look well, my friends, for my appearance may surprise you.
As a simple man indeed am I now among you, teaching my friends and brothers on the way, releasing to them my gifts of love, wisdom and joy, gathering them to me as brothers in work. You likewise, my dear friends, can rest in the knowledge that your work for me and for your brothers is welcome indeed. I need you all who will take upon themselves the burden of service to the world, to create anew this shining world out of the chaos of the past. My blessings go with you all. May the divine light and love and power of the one most holy God be now manifest within your hearts and minds. May this manifestation lead you to see yourselves as my co-workers, brothers in light."
And that is all we have time for today, everybody. And if you'd like to know a little bit more, you could look up our website, share-international.org, and find out a little more. Thank you. Love and blessings to you all. Thank you.
your land.